Thursday Night Talkback.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Thursday Night Talkback, where we got me, Booby, he, him.
Don't even start.
Oh, it's geez. A thing now.
Okay. No!
I want to be all-inclusive. Because I'm always nice to everyone.
Oh, sure.
I may not agree with them all the time, but I'm nice.
Mm-hmm. That's
I understand.
Good to know.
I understand them.
That's good to know.
I may not agree with them, but I understand them.
Okay.
Stop it!
Knock yourself out.
Whatever. Anyway, welcome to Thursday Night Talk, the podcast edition.
So, tell me about Moira.
Moira?
Yeah.
Ew.
Why?
No, I mean, because I haven't been...
The ex is trying to get back at her.
Which ex are we talking about?
She only has one ex.
You sure?
Yeah, she's that. She does. She only does. She's one of those... Wiper. No, I forget it.
Okay, wiper.
I gotta take that out.
No. Don't you can say that. It. Wiper. She's he is one of those wiper, or she is one of those
both
wiper
of them.
Wiper.
Both of them.
Both of them are doing the wiper thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so just to clarify.
You seem to know a lot about
the wipers.
Wiper is basically, you know,
Christian community. And what they do.
I can't believe it said that.
Well, you know, we gotta explain what wiper is. So.
It's self-explanatory.
No, it's not self-explanatory.
Do you know the last time someone made a joke online and then someone, well, not online, but apparently we have good comedians now in Manila.
And?
And one of them made a joke about these Christian groups.
The same group that my entire family is in.
One of those.
Yeah, okay, so?
She goes like...
Wiper.
She's a born-again Christian, and she envies the Catholics because we have the sign of the cross, and they don't.
The gang sign thing?
And then she goes like, Christianity is the only religious group I know that has its own gang sign.
Mm-hmm.
And she got flack for that. I forgot her name.
Come on.
I want to give her credit, because it was a nicely written joke. It was just... Mm-hmm. Perfect in every way. Even her delivery for that joke was just nice. And then she got flack for it because apparently the Philippines is not ready for religious jokes like that.
Really?
We are not ready. Remember, he's dead now, but remember Carlos Celdran?
What about it?
That tour guide guy who got so famous.
Yeah.
Remember when he barged into a mass?
The Damaso guy?
And then he just shouted at the top of his lungs, Damaso. That's all he said. He didn't say anything else. He just said Damaso. And then he got arrested. And he got charged for...
public disturbance?
Apparently there's an obscure law
in Philippine law
where if you disturb...
Insult.
Insult.
Religious feelings.
Mm-hmm. You're liable criminally?
You could end up in jail.
Oh, okay.
It's been there since the 18-something Constitution.
And then he flew out to escape arrest, right?
He self-exiled.
Yeah.
He went to Spain because apparently...
And then he's a keyboard warrior because he's mad and attacking everyone online.
Yeah.
While at the same time, he doesn't want to face the arrest and jail time and
things like
that.
No, he came back.
No, he didn't. He died.
He died here.
No.
He came back after that.
He died.
After the whole Damaso thing, he came back.
Oh, really?
He went out for a couple of years, but he came back. Because he was still in demand in Intramuros for his tour groups.
He's the tour guide.
He's actually very good.
I remember him.
Because one of my friends actually sought him out and then tried out his tour group. A little expensive, I have to add. But it was, according to my friend, it was well worth the money that he spent.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because apparently, well, you know, the guy's good.
Mm-hmm.
The guy knows a lot.
Yeah. I mean, he goes out in costume.
He's the one that...
He goes out.
Hates everything, but cashes in on the people he hates by, what do you call this? Making fun of them.
Yeah, but irregardless, my point is, we still, up to now, we still have that law in our books, in our constitution, that you cannot insult any religious group.
Yeah.
Not any religious group. The law states that if you insult or disturb the Catholic Church.
Was it? No, it was a religious group. It was a religious thing. religious sensibilities or something. It wasn't honed in on the Catholic.
If it existed in the 1800s, then that means
I gotta read it back at that because it was like too long ago.
It's directed at one church.
I was all over that place. I was all over that issue when it came out in the early 2000s. Remember when we were doing TNT?
Which one?
Back then in early 2000s.
Well, him dying?
No,
it wasn't the early 2000s.
Him with the whole Damaso thing? It was the early 2000s.
Yeah,
early
but 2000s. When he died, it was mid. Like a year ago or a couple of years ago.
No, yeah, but a few years ago.
Yeah.
No, but before he died, when he did the whole Damaso stint, and then he got arrested, and then they go like, "What? We still have that?" Because I was surprised that we still have that law. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we had that law to begin with, but we're still having it in our constitution. They go like, "We still have that?" I mean, are we really that archaic? And then just to say on the same thing, comedians in the Philippines rarely touch religious topics.
Yeah, because it's annoying, and it's not worth it.
It's not annoying.
No, it takes like what you want to argue about religion and politics. Nobody wins.
It's not an argument. It's
make fun of religion if it's what you want.
No.
It's not making fun.
He made that. He made a joke, or he made a comment in church.
It was a comment in church
at the height of the controversy,
the meddling
about
of the CBCP on one of the issues that the government had
at that time. And the government giving a whole lot of vehicles and money over to the Catholic Church. So he brought it up.
And then the only way he knew how, he came out in costume and then just shouted Damaso, which is the personification of a corrupt church in the Philippines.
Yep.
It wasn't a single person.
Yeah.
Like if my memory with Joe Rizal.
Joe
Guan Yu. Yeah, Joe.
Yeah, but what I mean is it just boggles the mind that we like in this day and age of the information that we have, the sort of strides.
Maybe
that
because
we get.
You're not supposed to. So hatred against religion.
It's not hatred. So you can't comment anymore on something that you don't agree with.
I think you can, but it's their prerogative to decide whether to sue your ass or not.
Yeah, but where does free speech come in now?
There's that. See, when you talk about religion, this is what happens. It's going
to
get boring.
I have to stifle myself
in
order not to insult religious sensibilities.
Yeah, you can talk about something else. You can attack the cooking oil.
But you do that daily in your Facebook page.
I don't do it daily anymore. By the way,
fine. Every couple of days.
Anymore.
Or you can attack the cooking oil, the quality of soap and cooking oil at the grocery line. You can talk about, I don't know, how ineffective drones are nowadays.
Because they found
there's
out
there's a lot
that,
of things to talk about.
They found out that they're running out of material. I think
so.
I overdid it.
Did you make a dent on changing things? Until you eased up a little bit? See, that's the whole point. Nothing changes. They established that thing specifically hundreds of years ago.
I never set out to convert people to whatever.
Well, good for you, because you're not going to be able to. Hundreds of years ago, they killed a lot of people.
So all you want to do, Booby, is piss people off. That's it.
Yeah, ruin their day for what? It's not even worth it.
I had a few laughs.
Or look at you funny. Or makes them think that you're weird.
I gave people
weird.
A few laughs.
Yeah,
a few people.
A few that share your ideas. And that's hopefully that's all you need, right?
Yeah, that's all I need.
You piss off a whole bunch of others, probably triple the number of those you probably made happy at any given time. So that's interesting.
Eliciting comments from people that we mutually know that would say, one more pulse from him, then I'm going to comment. I was like, it's not worth it. Okay, leave him alone.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. So one more.
Isa na lang. Punyeta, isa na lang. Yeah, I know.
And then,
Can I message him? Can I ask him why he's trying to piss me off on a daily basis? It's like, you're never going to. Yeah, so it's going to be a waste of time.
Exactly.
Knowing him, it's not going to get anywhere.
Or all of you come up with something more productive than actually pissing at each other.
It wasn't that bad. I mean, not all of it. I had to censor myself with some of them, you know.
That's a dangerous part there.
Dude, so long as you know the whole point of why you're doing it, knock yourself out, man. Yeah. I mean, it's okay. It's like us looking from where we are with a popcorn in our hand.
You know what?
We don't get it.
I got it out of my system.
As long as it's not something that is tangible that we can discuss.
Or endanger the lives of anybody.
Yeah, as long. Yeah. Well, in some cases where this guy pumps out information which is something I totally disagree with, mm-hmm. because it's something tangible that I can discuss mm-hmm. with him. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, talking about, the Bible not existing at a certain point in time. You know, we got into a discussion about...
Mm-hmm.
about that, because it's something tangible. I can say that it's incorrect, and he can rebut, and I can't. It's not a question of faith where it's not something that's tangible.
Yeah.
So, you know, it really depends. So, let's go back to Moira de la Torre. What happened? What?
So anyway.
So my daughter has been posting.
She posted one as a joke.
Yeah, so what's up? I know that
because they are a joke.
Yeah.
She sings like shit. She sings like she's
what's
on
wrong
anti-
with how she sings.
She sings like she's on antidepressants.
Because all her songs are sad.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's
face it. She's not that good. She's fine. She's okay.
She has a great voice.
No, she sings like I want to grab a knife and slit my throat.
That's a style of singing. That's her style.
Did her ex?
All her songs are depressing.
Did her ex feel that way and decided, you know, I can't live with somebody who does this to me every day, and decided to pack up and leave? What happened? Well,
according to him, he had a moment of weakness while after they got married.
Moment of weakness?
So he had an affair, according to him.
Why? Because she can't find
a weakness. That's a lot of
she
crap.
She can't find.
That's what she said. He had the moment of weakness.
What happened? She can't find the wet stuff or the wet location in Moira de la Torre. Even after
she's not that huge.
I know she's not that huge, but the number
we've
of folds
had huge.
The number of folds.
The number of folds. I mean, you gotta throw.
Come on, we've had huge.
You gotta throw talcum powder at it before you can find a wet
She's
spot.
She's not at that stage yet. Come
okay,
on.
Okay. All right. Okay. Fine. So what?
You're overblowing things. She's not that bad.
I'm asking questions.
Yeah, the wrong ones.
Well, at least they're questions. You know.
No. He had a moment of weakness. Other people might have just forgiven them, but apparently he couldn't take it that he. Did something wrong, so they broke up.
Yeah, it took him 2 seconds to find a wet spot with this girl, and it took him 2 minutes to find a wet spot with Moira de la Torre. What? What?
That's beyond the point. But anyway. So
now he wants to get back with...
So a few years down the road, and then here we are.
So
you
it's
know.
Been a few years?
Yeah. This is what you get for marrying a fat bitch.
She's not a fat bitch.
Come on.
She's chubby at best.
Okay, fine. All right.
See, this is why you get into trouble.
Two layers of fat, and then your dick is like two inches. So you got 2 inches more. It's not going to make her happy. What are you talking about?
No. What? Anyway.
Okay. So what happened? Okay, you tell
so
me.
So right now, recently, he published his own music video, and then he featured their wedding. Some of their wedding pictures, and then when they were still together, and then.
He wants to get back with.
Did he say that he wants to get back? I didn't read the article because it was just.
I didn't. That's just what I heard because I was asking them.
Really?
What the hell's going on with these Badui people in showbiz? And like, what are they? I didn't even know the guy sings. I just knew he fucked up. Sings. Like, or two.
I knew about
back.
Them because Brent.
So what? He basically said, I fucked up, man. In right, the song.
Probably.
And
probably.
It's probably.
Or maybe he was just trying to use the ex-wife to get noticed that he releases
a new song.
He has a new song. I wouldn't know.
Or it's a marketing thing.
But
like
the thing is,
both their managers said that your careers are not taking off.
Yeah, well, the wife is pretty popular. But what I'm saying is, both of them are a waste of my time, and it's in my feed. I was looking at it, I was like,
I can listen to her for so long. I probably lost a song or two of Moira De La Torre, and then after that, it's just so depressing that I cannot.
Do you actually listen to her?
She has a nice voice. I like her.
Her songs are shit.
I know.
What the fuck is wrong
with
you?
All of them.
Jesus. Where's my friend? What did you do to our friend? What the fuck?
She has a version. She sang a version of.
Oh, who cares? That's not her song. I'm talking about her song.
Her song. I couldn't last her song. It's too depressing.
So I can't play a Moira De La Torre.
No, you cannot play a Moira De La Torre. Forget about it. Why are you always like that?
I mean, you know, so that everybody can relate. I was like, no,
they
not
know. Just say Moira De La Torre, they know. Trust me, they know.
Why would they know? But wait,
no.
What is that?
There was a time that she was
huge. I listen, and it's like, oh, holy shit. No, this is not for me.
I know.
No way, man. No fucking way.
Because it's just too depressing. Okay.
No, but you're being too kind. Too depressing. Why can't you say it's shit?
Because
you don't find it badoy.
No, not me personally. No, it's not Badui, but it feels like I want to slit my throat every time I listen to her. It's like, why don't you go ahead and cut your veins, my love,
Jesus,
or something like that. That's how it sounds. Just like me, get a rope and hang yourself.
That's a little bit better than the other one that transferred from the other network. So she sings, you know, she's around. And she's like, I make it a point. I was like, there's this Sunday where everybody at the house would watch this noontime thingy on a Sunday.
You're the one that watches the noontime.
So it's like
never
a whole bunch of singers crammed into one scene. So I go out, right? I don't know, some noontime show. So I go out and I see that, oh, there she is. I'm going to try and guess. I go out and then they sing. So you hear like, ah, that's Martin. Ah, that's Gary.
Yeah.
Ah, that's Ogie El Cassid. And then there goes, okay. Oh, Regine Velasquez, man. I was like, what the hell, man? Like, what? Do you really want to beat everybody to the beat it every time? So,
I think
when
she
just
stop
goes
the whole
on,
beat it thing,
it's too annoying. She's been doing that since Bagong Kampion.
Yeah,
who was it?
Back in the
80s? Gigi?
No.
Which one?
Regine Velasquez.
Regine.
Oh.
You know when she's on the mic because she's going to go. Holy shit. Here we go again on a Sunday.
To be honest, I happen to believe that her sister has a better voice than her.
She wants her. She wants to remind everybody that she can hit high notes.
She can.
I don't have time for her. She's annoying.
The problem with that is she hits high notes even when there are supposed to be no high notes.
I know. Yeah, she's annoying. I don't know, man.
Regine, you're a great singer, but I still prefer the Australian.
Sorry, yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't care if you sing better, but I still prefer Michelle.
And Michelle Van Imeren. See, we remember her name.
Yep.
We remember her name.
We remember
because she looks like that.
I don't care if you got...
And she doesn't even know how to sing.
You can keep Ogie El Cassid, but you know what?
Just to be honest
with you, Michelle.
Who's nice?
Michelle.
Ogie El Cassid?
No, Michelle.
Yeah, she is.
She's nice.
She is.
Yeah, she is.
And her behavior after the breakup still basically, made me very cool, which made her love us more. So anyway, suck my dick.
Yeah, Sunday, and I hear that, and I go, oh, my God. Okay.
You still watch
that? We
gotta
do better. No, the people at home, they watch that. And they can't use the TV in my room, so it has to be the one in the living room on full blast. So I can hear it. Because I could be doing stuff outside and I can hear them. And I always make it a point to like try and guess like who are these people singing now. Save for the new ones, I wouldn't be able to identify anybody. Unless they're like, you know, they've been around a while. And then she goes on and then. Like, oh, okay, Regine.
I love it whenever she
baby.
Does that.
Go, baby, go.
What else is happening in Philippine showbiz? I heard that Voltes 5, the remake, is actually a good one.
A good one?
That's what I heard from my daughter, and I don't trust my daughter.
Yeah, it's on TV. It's the TV series. Yeah,
but they made a movie out of it.
No, I mean the CGI, the graphics, and the effects.
And then what's her face is there?
The what?
Lito Lapid's daughter is there.
Which one?
Which one?
The youngest one.
He has a daughter?
Yeah. The one that plays Jamie.
What?
The one that plays Jamie.
Who's Jamie?
Jamie from Voltes 5.
From Voltes 5.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would... I just heard good things about it.
That's what I heard. It's supposed to be a good thing. It's supposed to be...
Production-wise, it's up there.
So my daughter was like asking, how come we don't come up with something similar before, and why don't we invest in something similar? And you know, how come this thing is only popping up nowadays? It was like... I don't have...
I have a theory for Voltes 5, though.
What?
Because...
It's financed by a different company?
What? No. It was hugely popular when it first came out in the 1980s, in which we were, what? Toddlers.
And
toddlers.
Voltes 5 is Japanese?
It's one of those shows that... It was dubbed in English. It wasn't even dubbed in Tagalog back in the day. Yep. It was dubbed in English. And then it was one of those shows wherein... From RPN. I actually remember RPN.
RPN.
It was one of those shows that when kids would literally rush back home because Voltes 5 is going
to
be on.
No, I don't want to play in the playground because I want to rush back home to watch Voltes 5, yeah.
And then President Marcos then, in all his glory, I don't know why he suddenly banned it.
Oh, he did?
He did. And then... I can't really remember the whole story because I was really young then. I just remember that it was, first it was there, then all of a sudden it was gone. And then it was one of those situations wherein when you're a kid and then you have something that you really, really like, and then it was just snatched away from you with no closure. Mm-hmm. So there was a generation of kids.
That's the reason why there was a people power.
That it was a theory.
Yeah.
Back in the
people
day.
Power that's was why a lot of five.
That was a lot of Gen X kids that got so mad with then President Marcos, not the son, the dad.
He wasn't the NPA actually.
It was because he banned Voltes 5 and all those mech robot TV shows back in the day.
There you go.
It was one of those theories that was prevalent back in back then.
I was okay. After Voltes 5 disappeared, I was okay with Flying Book and... Superbook. And,
Scooby-Doo.
Whatever happened to... No, not... Yeah, to a certain point, Scooby-Doo, but...
Thundercats.
Before that was, Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they still haven't told us how to get to Sesame Street till now, by the way.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, you know. I'm in my 50s. I mean, come on.
How to get to Sesame Street.
I'm pushing 50, and then
I still don't know how to get to Sesame Street. That's a good question.
You should really tell me how to get to Sesame Street by now, because...
At least they told you how... That somebody met his mom.
Yeah, at least they had closure. See, closure.
Closure.
See, a lot. There's a generation of kids that had no closure because Voltes 5 was never finished.
Mm-hmm.
And it never really was. We don't know what the end of Voltes 5 was.
Unless
you're really lucky that you get... you have someone from Japan send you Betamax tapes or VHS.
Yep.
But this was already like what? We were in college and like, oh, all right, so this is what happened. But it was too late.
And I got
too little too late.
Yeah, and I got to explain to my daughter why, you know, and my daughter's like what? 20-something. 25, 26, 27, somewhere there. Born 1995. But anyway.
You should know.
I have to explain to her why... we couldn't come up with something similar way back then. I was like, if you're going to invest $2 million of your own money into a movie, you would expect that money to earn a lot. So mm-hmm. if you can triple that money into $3 million with somebody like Vice Ganda, you'd go there.
Yeah.
But for you to invest $1 million, for you to earn back another $1 million. But go with works. The same quality as the one that they came up with in the latest Voltes 5. Not a lot of investors are going to go there because they're only going to double
local
the
singer,
money.
They had a local singer sing the Voltes 5 theme song in Japanese. And for the life of me, there was a time that a lot of, again, Gen Z kids know that song by heart. We don't understand the words. We do syllables, but we can sing along.
Mm-hmm.
We sang along.
Yep.
And it's a sore point for like a lot of people our age.
That may be something that you need to keep an eye on if you, that when that thing comes out.
Which one?
The new Voltage 5.
The movie? It's happened already.
What?
Yeah.
It came out?
It came out. It was on like a few weeks ago. Because I discovered, since I had the PWD card, that I've been titled to
Jesus Christ.
A lot of shit.
Here we go.
So...
Free movies on a Monday, huh?
On a Monday morning. But I can just go to a movie house and then they still give me my discount. And hey, what's stopping me from going
to... That's 20%, right?
Yeah. What's stopping me from going to the Director's Club now? Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Yeah, but I think that's the trend. If you're going to come up with a movie that's going to come out after, let's say, for example... June somewhere, you're gonna make, I think Filipino audiences would demand more quality out of it. Not just some, if you're gonna go for comedy, not just some slapstick Vice Ganda shit.
Good luck with that, though. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If you're gonna come up with Voltage 5, it's gonna go. It has to have great graphics or CGI at least. Good script writing.
Mm-hmm. Good luck.
Good luck.
I know. And you're gonna come up with competition. You're gonna come up with really good movies that's gonna cost you far less because it's on Netflix.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah, that would be it.
What's good on Netflix now?
FUBAR.
FUBAR.
I still don't know what FUBAR is.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger and, oh my god, Monica Barbaro.
Yeah.
Good lord.
Who's Monica again?
Phoenix in Top Gun Maverick.
Phoenix, okay.
Phoenix. Right. Monica Barbaro.
I can't believe she's 32.
I know, right?
Makes you feel good?
Makes you feel good. Not guilty.
She is fine.
What's up with the suicide rate in Kaganda Auto?
Oh no! Stopped. No reported jumpers of late, which is, I guess, it's a good thing.
Yeah, they're guarding the areas where it's bound to happen, so that's good.
Has anybody published a report as to the reason why there was a sudden spike in suicide rates?
I don't think they need a report for that.
Well, there's
a lot of depressed kids.
What are they depressed about?
A lot.
Yeah, well, grades. Generally, based on the news articles that we put out, it's pretty much like family
problems.
Trouble. Yeah,
problem.
Not much on that Uyab thing. It's more on like they get home. The family
one
life
of them
is not
was
very
depressed
nice,
with life because he lost his job or doesn't have a job or something like that.
How old are these people?
That's a wide range.
Yeah, but if you put an average, well, there's a good number of them who are not even 20 years old.
Yeah.
What
the
heck?
Do they realize that the Gen Z or the Gen X people grew up without internet and no entertainment and the only ones that they
can
afford?
What they're busy about is informing anybody who wants to talk about it to make sure you don't unconsciously
decide to jump off a bridge.
No, unconsciously encourage people to keep on doing it. Also, make sure there's a helpline that you mentioned, because that's basically the format that's
required.
Oh, so
we have a helpline now?
Yeah, there is. It's set up by the government. And that's required even in other countries.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about that at the end of the topic, you have to have a reminder for those who are having problems to contact a certain hotline. Because that seems to be lacking when people started talking about it, because there was a lot of incident of those people.
0995-627-4106. You call me and ask me for advice, I'll kick your ass over the phone. Jesus Christ. I mean,
not you.
I mean, you want real talk? I'll give you a real talk. Jesus.
They don't need real talk. They need cuddling.
Cuddling? Cuddling?
They're kids.
Kids? What are you talking about?
They're Gen Z kids. You need to cuddle them.
You need to be with white gloves.
I think some of those who jumped off are still missing, right?
There's one that I know that hasn't been seen. Well, the body hasn't popped out yet.
That's a bummer, man.
Fish food.
That's
Count Oru. Remember that legend?
There's going to be an earthquake that's going to be happening soon.
Because I remember when I was growing up, sige, sinipat, labay ka naman dito sa Marcos Bridge kay Tingbahog na mas uro ron.
I still remember the time when people jump off the bridge for fun.
For fun?
Yeah, during summer, taking a dip. Because
it was deep enough.
And there was also a time when one of the malls here are rumored to be feeding a big snake underneath.
For a
so
huge
your friend
snake.
Goes missing in the mall, he's fed to the snakes and all that.
Yeah, so you don't go into the dressing rooms alone because there's a trap door and then you're gonna get fed.
But that's not in Cebu. That's not Cagayan. That's in Cebu.
It's Cebu,
Nadiri.
Really?
Yeah.
In Manila they have it.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
They even named the snake.
What's the name?
Bobby? Robin. No, I'm not kidding.
Okay, fine.
Because apparently it was a twin of one of the kids of the owner.
Yeah.
Rowena.
Okay.
So they named the snake Robin.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when they opened the mall in Cebu, so they had the first spiral ramp going up to the parking areas. Mm-hmm. They go like, ah, di agagi ang halas. Yan ang agianan kung saan ka siya.
Okay.
The spiral.
That's why you don't see them. God, that was in like what, high school back then, and then when that came out, I go like, and then a lot of people were afraid to use that parking area.
What else is happening in the world aside from that? Aside from Mora de la Torre and
nothing much is happening, right? I mean, it's been boring. Well, I don't, save for the fact that I think that COVID thing is almost
controlled. It's been addressed.
Yeah.
Finally.
It's like the flu.
That's
Ryan.
A good thing.
It's
the flu. Yeah, it's a good thing. If you have it now, nobody even talks about it anymore. No, it's like
you stay at home, rest for a few days, and you know.
You have it. In 3 days, you're out.
You're out.
Because you're not even contagious after 3 days.
There was a time when the majority of the people in my household, I think, got COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's just a couple of days ago, there was this announcement about aid money being given to COVID victims.
Mm-hmm.
The family was like, we should have declared ourselves hit by COVID because we could have gotten money.
Uh-huh.
I was like, still not a good idea.
Yeah,
that's.
Have you seen their isolation booths?
Well, it depends on where you get assigned. If you get assigned in some decent inns and hotels in the city, it's fine. But it's boring, man.
Yeah,
like,
it's
boring.
You're
stuck there for a week.
It's boring. Yeah, I once went to Malasag to give food to my daughter who got quarantined once. The major complaint was the boredom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So nothing to do.
Oh.
I believe he turned lesbian at one point.
You can play music and watch a lot of movies, I guess. I mean, that's all you can do. So, well, we're almost done with that now.
Here's what's happening in the city that I recently found out. They're trying to revive all our nature spaces.
But what?
They're trying to revive our nature spaces.
What nature spaces?
Like, they're trying to revive Mapawa. They're trying to revive, those nature.
And the boulevard is open and the
it's
media,
not open.
The media was, it was launched. And
yeah, it was,
the media
well,
wasn't
blessing.
Invited.
Oh, I got a beef with that.
I don't even know why.
I had a beef with that. So it was supposed to be open and people were allowed into certain areas of that area.
That I wouldn't know.
No,
because
they were
we
allowed
didn't get
at some
any
point.
Details.
They left a lot of garbage.
Trash.
Yeah, yeah. There's trash there. Yeah, I know.
I mean, how stupid can you be?
It's, I don't know. It's
shame. Shame on you.
They should have invited those people that got relocated because they used to live there, right? I mean,
that's
right?
One.
And then they should have invited people who can tell everybody else about it, but they did. So, the media community was snubbed, at least the local media, they weren't there. So me personally, I didn't really ask about what it's about and all that. I just saw some of those clips that says it's to prevent, and I know it's cut somewhere so water can still go in the Makasandig side, right?
Yeah.
So what's the point now? If you don't finish a 420 meters of gap, then it's the whole thing is not effective, yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, if it goes in Makasandig, it seeps through the rest of Divisoria in 1 to 2 hours. So, yeah. So right now, I think the mayor is asking the government agency assigned to that to actually release or expedite the release of the budget of the so funds. That they can finish the whole thing. But that's as far as we go information wise because we weren't invited there. We tried to ask the agency if we can go there and ask them about the update. They gave us the runaround. It's like, why are you guys trying to hide this thing? So we stopped inquiring about it until we just learned that they were the secretary of their agency's flying in for that thing.
Oh, okay.
I was like, seriously, dude? And it was just him, I think the Japanese guys from JICA.
From JICA, yeah.
And then the mayor, and then the representative from the district. That's
and,
it.
And don't forget the priest that actually did the blessing.
Yeah, we don't even know who the priest was, but yeah, that could be one of the people that we weren't there.
Fuck the priest.
We weren't invited. So, and then I thought it was probably just us. Mm-hmm. But it turned out
it was everybody.
It's a whole community, man.
Of journalists.
Yeah.
So no journalists. So who took pictures?
No, they invited the journalists from Manila.
Yeah, so who took the pictures and posted it on Facebook?
Well, the mayor is there.
From Manila.
He has a city information office. They're the ones that took the pictures.
Oh, okay.
But there was no media representatives there from
the city.
From the local
media.
Team, yeah. So anyways, but it's open. It's supposed to beautify.
Well, they said. It's going to be open on June 2.
Yeah, whatever. But if you're one of those people who went there on that day or in the succeeding days, and then you brought Jollibee stuff and then you left it there, shame on you, you pig.
Look, you bought it with Jollibee.
Huh?
It was Jollibee.
It was Jollibee. I mean, a whole lot of garbage left on the.
That's the problem here. Like, whenever it rains, you see those plastic things. I don't think anybody would really go out of their way to limpio their kalat.
And then somebody would say, probably they didn't leave garbage cans. Fuck you!
Or,
I mean, what the heck? Even if you didn't leave.
Assign someone to
bring it out.
Go after all these kalat. And you're not supposed to do it, you're supposed to clean it. Before you leave,
Lucky. Hey, bring your trash with you.
Bring your trash with you.
I mean, not having a trash can in the vicinity is not an excuse for you to just leave
you
it
go out
on the side
of
the road.
For an outdoor activity thing, you have a lot of pockets in your pants. The whole idea is for you to be able to keep the garbage in your pants until you see a trash bin. So you're not supposed to throw it anywhere.
I mean, there's a lot of times when I hate my wife, but there's a bunch of times when I love my wife. Like when I go to, you know, the fast food joints. She makes me clean up.
Yeah.
I mean, literally makes me clean up. She would slap my hands and, you know, she makes me get the trays and put it in a tray spot and grab the garbage and put it into the garbage bin. It's like,
because that's how it's supposed to be done.
Yeah, I know. I was like, yeah, it's annoying. It's annoying, but it's
tell
that's
that to
right.
me. Tell that to my family when they visited me when I was still working in Mickey D. Remember how I opened that store, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of weeks after the store opened and then all the circus was taping started to calm down.
Uh-huh.
So they all went there one Sunday.
And then
they go, each of them go like, oh, palay ko ketchup, palay ko kuan napkin, palay
ko... Boy, limpiyara ko niya.
Well, no, not my dad, but my siblings were all like, kuay ko tissue, kuay ko kuan. And then one of my brothers went to the extent of actually pouring his drink on the floor. He's like, ay, niyabo. Oh, my God.
That's hazing, man. That's called hazing.
Not from my own family.
You were hazed.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
I mean, any fast food, any fast food joint that we go to, we cheat even go to the point of asking me to fix the chair so it's going to be aligned in the same direction. I was like, this is too much. But then again, if you realize it, I was like, yeah, this is just right. I mean,
yeah. So businesses can thrive because they don't need to assign a lot of people or pay a lot of people to go clean after you.
Yeah.
Especially in fast food.
Yeah.
It moves a lot faster than the yep. fine dining yep. thing. You're supposed to clean before you go because somebody else would want to use that
yeah.
thing.
I kind of realized that late. But
so I was at Dairy Queen earlier and I go, okay, let's clean, right? And then my wife goes, they don't have a trash bin here. That's the problem. Mm. You'd be calling at somebody who's busy getting all the orders just to be able to get notice that you got trash on your hand because you cleaned your table. No, so if they don't provide the trash bins nearby, problem is you can't really clean anything because it'll take
the
time.
Most I could do, like in Cinnabon.
You arrange
Cinnabon
it. Ready to be picked up. Yeah, ready to be picked up.
Cinnabon doesn't have a trash bin on hand. But what they do is just...
You arrange it for them to pick up.
I put everything in one spot.
My wife has a solution to that.
Which is get
everything into one tray.
Yeah.
Put it on the counter.
Oh, yeah. You can do
it. I mean, they don't have a choice. Yeah. They don't have a choice. They're going to grab it.
Yeah. At least the table is clean for the next customer.
Clean.
Yeah. Clean, clean as you go.
That's, so my initial reaction was like, bitch.
So our newly constructed flood prevention river wall.
Yeah, there's a gap.
Which was supposed to be.
There's a gap.
How big is the gap?
Well, 420 meters.
Yeah, something.
Where?
In Masanding. Yeah.
Jesus.
So
everything else is, I think, okay. It looks nice.
It looks nice. At night, it's. I find the lighting lacking.
Well, I haven't been there, and I
haven't
up
been there.
Following
but
it up.
Sometimes when I, because the past couple of nights I passed by the J.R. Borja Bridge and then you could see it from
so
there.
So where do you go in? Like Burgos Street? Beside the Spanish Bridge?
The entrance is right here beside the J.R. Borja Bridge.
Yeah, that's the Spanish Bridge.
The Spanish Bridge, yeah.
The Spanish Bridge.
The Spaniards donated that.
It's donated by Spain.
Ah, okay. I didn't know that.
So you go in.
You go in there and then you come out in Macapala.
Oh, okay.
By the Karlswagen Bridge.
The opposite side where there's
which was donated
there's
not
a gap,
by the Germans.
The opposite side where there's a gap in Makasandig, it goes all the way to Kalakala.
Kalakala?
Kalakala.
Kalakala.
But there are gaps, so I don't know. They're saying it's 420 meters, so I'm thinking maybe it's
that's
one
not,
section.
That's not a gap, man. That's not a gap.
I don't know. It's an anomaly. It's like a whole disgrace. But yeah, they still have a budget.
2 meters is a gap.
I know.
They still have the budget.
They wanted it expedited. When I go, yeah, well, we're not there to. I tell you all about it because we.
No,
because
I went to the one in Balulang. Oh, the one in Makasandig. So they have apparently there's a bridge there.
Yeah, that connects you
to Balulang.
Yeah, Tambo, Lower Makasandig, Kalakala area across that.
I remember crossing there.
Is it the same place where people still defecate on the?
I wouldn't.
No, I don't think so.
Different place.
Different place.
Okay.
Yeah, different
place. I remember when I was younger, like. In elementary young, apparently there's this parishioner who had a vision mm-hmm. that...
Parishioner?
Yeah.
To defecate is divine?
No.
What?
She had a vision that the Mother Mary would make an appearance in that area.
While you're
in
taking a shit.
So we all went to through Balulang,
crossed the river
mm-hmm. to this small sandbar in the middle of the Cagayan River, and just to look at the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Change into a two-piece bikini bathing suit
and and you stare at the sun for long enough, you're going to see colors, all right.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I don't care if there was like an apparition or...
But you get blinded just the same.
You'll see colors.
Mm-hmm.
One girl starts screaming like, oh, I see angels. And you look up and they go, oh, yeah, angels.
Screw that.
Right. Okay, fine. I think I was in fourth grade at that time that they hauled everyone, all the kids. We got hauled all the way to Balulang just to watch a dancing sun thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just somewhere there. Yeah, same.
And I remember because when I went there quite recently after I took the after I took the exam for the drone licensing, the pilot's license. We all went there to practice some moves, and they go like, "I know this place. Wait a minute, I got bamboozled here."
Yep. Okay.
It was fun happening? Though, because we crossed the river, and then you know you're young, and then you cross the river, and then it wasn't even that deep, but it was fun because you know we took a bath after.
Mm-hmm. Nothing else happening in the Philippine setting.
What, Dancing Sun?
Dancing Sun.
Nah, nothing, man.
Coups in the Senate or in the Congress?
It's all boring.
Okay, all right.
That's all boring.
So Mora de la Torre is the hottest thing that's...
not even
according
that.
According to Riot.
Nah, not even that. It's unless...
But
you
for
want
a
to
good
talk
time.
About people whose names you can't pronounce, because I don't want to talk about them.
Oh, yeah. But if you want to have a good time, just watch FUBAR on Netflix, and then just feast on Monica Barbaro.
Monica Barbaro.
Phoenix and Top Gun.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Man, that scene. That scene on I think it was episode 4.
Oh, I haven't gotten to episode 4 yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I know that she's old based on the
she's
movie
32.
Top Gun. Yeah. Okay.
I don't care, man. She looks like that. I don't care if she's 32.
I know.
She can be 42 for all I care.
She looks
hold on.
She looks like a lot of our friends around town when you used to go out a lot and drink a lot. That's why we like her. We can relate because she looks familiar. Yeah. Her face looks familiar. So, yeah.
She's badass.
I know, right?
There's that movie that came out or is about to come out where she's a secret agent. John Wick spinoff.
No,
not
ballerina.
Her.
She's not there.
I know.
Who?
Ana de Armas there.
Ana de Armas.
That one. Yeah. What movie is
Ghosted.
That again?
Ballerina.
Ghosted. No, Ghosted.
Oh, the movie that's out now. It's Ghosted.
Ghosted.
Forget it.
The one with Captain America.
Captain
what's his
America.
Face?
Yeah, that's the one.
What's his face?
Chris something.
Chris Evans.
Supposed to be a John Wick spinoff.
No, not Ghosted.
Not Ghosted.
She stars in a John Wick spinoff called The Ballerina.
The Ballerina. But the one with
Captain America, it's just Ghosted.
I like Ana de Armas.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's like the one. So, yeah, I want to watch that. And,
she looks fine.
And Ghosted as well.
I don't care if she's she used to be with Ben Affleck and then... Yeah. A host of other guys.
I don't care, man.
I don't care.
She looks like that.
Have you seen her Marilyn? Good lord.
Alright.
Ana de Armas.
Let's check it out. And let's get feedback next week.
We're out of here, are we?
Yeah. Subscribe to... Like and subscribe our Instagram.
And all your podcatchers.
And, subscribe to us on Spotify so you get notified on the new episodes that come out. Well, not every week lately because some of us are really busy. So
yeah, but you know, we're going
to
have another one next week.
We try to do it every week, but sometimes you know, we miss a week or so.
And we are going to try to go out to bars later this next month.
Yeah, but I don't think we're going to be recording in bars.
No, we're not. We're just going to go out and see the people, see what we can talk about. We haven't been out. We're running out of things to talk about. We got to go out.
What I'm going to do is we're going to go into the bars. I'm going to record myself and my reactions to the people in the bars and then give you a scathing remark.
I want
to
see how guys pick up girls nowadays.
Nowadays?
Yeah. Or that thing where you have like equality amongst everybody else, how you guys go about partying. I wanna see that too.
Someone starts doing the ooh thing. No, I'm out.
Really?
Ooh.
No.
Because like I might be in a parade soon, so I gotta caveat myself, you know? Like see that, be at least be aware of what to expect.
You're gonna be in a pride parade.
I know. So you know,
I wanna be on top of things.
It was.
I get that. I want to be on top of things.
If I'm not going to be able to get out of it, at least I'm aware what to expect and how to go about it. So yeah, expect us to be around town later next month.
But I have to admit, though, not everything in that parade that I agree with.
Uh huh.
It's just that you know we had friends, like really close friends, who were in that group.
that joined the parade, so we kind of supported them, not the entire parade. It's just that some things that I've seen, I wished I haven't, and I cannot unsee those things anymore.
Que horror! Right.
Que horror! Literally. Anyways. And then,
So far, it's all good.
Even the L's have this thing that they go like free the titties.
Mm.
Free the tatas.
If you got good looking ones, why not?
I mean, if they were good looking, it would have been okay.
But if it's for everybody, I think I'll pass.
These are tatas that I don't really want to look at to begin with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not on the good porn day.
Oh, yeah.
Not even on a good porn day.
Juno has better tatas.
Come here,
Juno.
Forget about it.
Come here.
Yeah, and she freely gives it too. No demand whatsoever.
Oh, yeah. You got better tatas, don't you? Yeah. Come here, dog.
Oh, well. All right, so, yeah. Thanks for being here for the past three seasons already. And we got more to come on TNT.
Bye.
Talk and then some. TNT.